You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. It seems like you can't look up at the sky without seeing the long neck of a construction crane. The Bay Area is growing fast, and there's building everywhere. Skyscrapers spring up to accommodate growing industry, and apartment buildings are built to house new residents. Cranes are a powerful symbol of development in the city, and the people who operate them? Well, KALW's Claire Strempel met up with one at his office, 500 feet above the city.
I'm standing at the base of an unfinished skyscraper in downtown San Francisco. The building looks half-dressed. Not all the windows or walls are on, so the very top is a naked skeleton of steel support beams. Just next to the building, rising up even taller, is a cheerful-looking yellow tower crane. If you're having trouble picturing this, think of a crane you see on the ground. Those machines that lift and lower heavy things on docks or construction sites. Now put that crane on a 500-foot tower. It's as crazy as it sounds, and it's essential to how a city goes up. After suiting up in a reflective neon vest, hard hat, safety glasses, and gloves, and signing a serious waiver, I get on a man lift. That's an elevator for construction sites. It's a big cage that moves up and down outside the skeleton of the building. I need to take it up 31 floors, as high as it goes. And then I need to climb out of the building and up into a tower crane. The man lift part is easy. At 9 stories, people look like ants. At 15 stories, cars look like toys. At 29 stories, we're cresting the peaks of skyscrapers. When we get up to the 31st floor, it's a relief to be in the building, even though it's mostly a frame. Windows without glass yawn open. The crane tower is about 20 feet away, connected to the building by a tiny, narrow plywood gangplank. That's what Leon walks across to come get me.
Leon Benjamin, Clipper International Crane Operator. We're at the 31st floor at 41 Tehama in San Francisco, California. We're getting ready to walk across the bridge that connects the building to the tower crane.
What he generously calls the bridge bends under his weight as he steps into what I would consider the void. I step out after him. My stomach drops as I walk across the bridge and step onto a steel girder about the width of my foot. I teeter across that and duck under a beam into the tower where the ladders are. We have to go up about 100 more feet, rung by rung. This is the tricky part. I stick my microphone in my mouth and grab the ladder with both hands.
You're doing fine.
Take your time.
There's no rush. Take your time.
Birds are flying under us. Leon's framed against a panorama that I normally see from a plane. He leans casually against a thin rail.
And we are way up high. We can see the whole city. Do you ever get used to it?
Never. Never.
We keep climbing.
Okay, Leon's disappearing through a hole.
Okay, this is kind of the belly of the beast. It feels like I'm inside a lighthouse, except I'm way higher.
We climb up through the inside, past the motors and the turntable that lets the crane swivel. The bolts that hold this machine together are bigger than my open palm.
Yeah, step on that rail.
Right here?
The one on the bottom, on your foot.
By the bolts, all right.
There you go.
Okay, I'm up here. I'm on a crane.
The tip-tops of buildings seem to shimmer around us. Just beyond, the Bay Bridge skips across the water towards Oakland and its hazy hills. To the south, San Mateo is blanketed in a mosaic of brightly colored houses. The crane tower is so tall that it sways slightly.
As far as getting used to the swing, the best way I can describe running one of these, it's like being on a boat for 12 hours and then you get off, then you got your sea legs. After a while, it goes away.
Leon's had plenty of time to get his sea legs.
Oh yeah, this is where I spend more time here than I do at home. This is my first home.
This seems like a pretty extreme place to feel at home to me. But Leon's been doing this for 20 years. He shows me around and explains how the crane works. This is where his cab is, and where the crane's cables are wound on big drums. Above us looms the long arm of the crane, dangling its powerful hook.
So like right. If this were a big fishing pole.
Exactly. This is the reel.
So we're standing on the reel of a gigantic fishing pole that's balancing on top of a tower of ladders.
How high up are we?
Well, the tower crane itself is 500 feet.
How much weight can it hold?
At 200 feet, it'll pick 9,000 pounds.
What weighs 9,000 pounds?
A 2-yard concrete bucket. That's pretty much what we use it for. Other than that, you know, you might have some iron or flyers or some decking equipment.
It seems improbable that this crane, so thin compared to the massive building beside it, could hoist so much weight, but it can. Leon knows the complex ratios of weight and distance that keep the crane from falling over.
A little thing, you know, when we put a building up, you look for the closest building next to you. Where am I going to lay this thing down if I have the time to put it now? You know what I mean?
He's casually telling me that if the crane tips, he's hoping to land on a building rather than plummet all the way to the street. If you live here, you've been watching the city grow. The last several years have been it turns hard and spectacular. More traffic, more crowds on BART trains, more rent, more opportunity, more everything. Up here, though, that growth is different.
I heard rumors that there's another 30 cranes coming up before the end of the year.
Oh my God, I mean, that's a lot of buildings.
Right.
Where's the highest concentration?
I'd say right now, right here in the financial district.
We, the regular people watching from the ground, see these buildings go up with our necks tilted back. Leon watches from up here at 500 feet. He sees skyscrapers start as small foundations in the ground, then rise into towering spires that never quite reach him up here on the crane. I ask him how the view has changed over the last 2 decades.
For the longest time, I remember coming into San Francisco and seeing the clock tower.
Now all the new buildings and construction block his view of the clock. He's actually put most of these buildings up. We stand on the edge of the platform, and he points them out to me.
I want to say I put a building there, you know. Or worked on one of them, I'm not sure, but there's been so many buildings I did out here. I worked on that building, the Rincon building. I did half of that. Berry Street I did over there. I did that building right there. That is 340 Fremont. 10th and Market, I did that building. Wow, that was a good job.
Leon says it's a good job and a dangerous one. He says a lot of guys won't take on tower crane work.
Are you hiring?
Always. Right now, we don't have enough operators in San Francisco or the Bay Area, so there's a very high demand for tower crane operators.
Leon's familiar with the risks and knows how to plan for them.
Everything about this machine, if something goes wrong, can potentially kill someone. It's not for the weak-hearted, because they demand a lot from you. You kind of set the pace of the job, and sometimes you miss birthdays, graduations, everything. I mean, you take a job like this, you're committed, and that's why the contractor pays you the way they pay you, because they want the best guy for the job.
Leon's on both sides of the development boom. On one hand, it's good for the crane operator business. There's more work. He says he saw the first signs of the boom in the late 90s. That's why he started operating a tower crane.
I'm glad I did it. It changed my career a lot.
On the other hand, rising prices affect him too. Leon used to live in San Jose, but then he started a family and his wife wanted to go back to school. Dot-com prices spiked housing costs, so they moved to Modesto, where they could afford to buy a home on one income. Leon is literally building the new face of the Bay Area, even as that growth pushes him further from its epicenter. He gives a honk of the horn and reels in the steel cable at the end of the day. From here, the bustle of downtown is a hushed echo, each rushing person small as a gnat. I ask him if being up here in the crane every day changes his perspective when he's down in the city.
I like it up here more than on the ground. It's more peaceful up here.
Wind whips around us as we climb back down the ladders. Somewhere below, a siren howls towards its destination. That emergency feels far away, though. The siren is muted, and the flashing lights are too distant to be seen. Above San Francisco, I'm Claire Strempel for Cross Currents.